Leonard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Leonard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Talks between the United States and Japan on a Pacific Rim Trade Pact have halted for now without any resolution in sight. The two sides had hoped to proclaim a broad agreement or at least significant progress during President Barack Obama's visit, which ends on Friday. The Commerce Department today says that demand for big-ticket factory goods rose steadily in March. Orders for durable goods, products such as cars and refrigerators, climbed a seasonally adjusted 2.6% from February. Orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, a proxy for spending on equipment and software, rose 2.2%. That's the most since November. Vermont lawmakers have passed the country's first state bill to require the labeling of genetically modified foods. 29 other states this year and last have proposed bills to require GMO labeling. Organic farmers and others are praising Vermont's move, while the Washington, D.C.-based Grocery Manufacturers Association, which represents food producers, called it a step in the wrong direction. The bill includes a $1.5 million fund to be used to implement the law and provide legal defense against lawsuits that are expected to be brought by food and biotech industries. This morning, USDA released its latest export sales report for the week ending April 24th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 12.5. Next year, 10.0. Corn this year, 24.4. Next year, 15.1. Soybeans this year, 0. And next year, 4.3. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 16,469, is down 31 points. The NASDAQ is 41.29, up 2.5. The S&P 500 is 1874, and it is down just about 0.5 point. Joining us now live with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It's a beautiful day in many areas across the region. Some warm air already in the 50s across a big part of the central Midwest. But that's not necessarily great news because we do have a rain on the other side of the warmth in the area from portions of Kansas and Missouri into Iowa. And that rain, it will be marching across the heart of the Midwest as we go forward through the next 24 hours. In fact, the rains will be from Missouri to Wisconsin and passing through Illinois through much of the morning today and in the afternoon over the eastern portions of the Midwest in general. And the precipitation will finally end up over Ohio and parts of Michigan as we get to the night tonight. The precipitation is expected to be fairly quick moving, but there will be some locally strong thunderstorms perhaps. Most of the precipitation will probably run from about 0.2 inch to maybe 6 or 7 tenths of an inch. It will be highly varied, though. I think Illinois will probably be seeing the majority of the greater amounts. However, the precipitation will lighten up as it heads into parts of Indiana and Ohio. Well, this system is just the first of two, and of course the second storm system is the one that we've been talking about all week long. It is expected to be a fairly significant event, and it will be persisting across the region over multiple days, and so it will be very difficult to see much field work take place as we move forward through the period from late Saturday all the way into midweek next week. This second storm system is going to begin in the western Corn Belt on Saturday and probably reach into portions of Illinois already on Sunday and then continuing to work its way eastward from that point onward. But even though it starts that during these time periods, we're likely to see rain prevail for 2 days or 3 days perhaps in some locations, and it'll be a cooling in temperatures. Before we get to that point, this complex weather pattern is actually going to bring quite a bit of warmth into the lower parts of the Midwest. we'll see the afternoon temperatures working their way up into the 70s and perhaps even some 80-degree temperatures just before the rains become real substantial. So starting on Saturday, the afternoon highs will likely be running mostly in the 70s and lower 80s from portions of Nebraska and Kansas straight eastward into the Ohio River Basin. Temperatures further north will probably be 50 and 60s primarily. We will expect the warmth to continue on into Sunday, though, for the lower eastern portions of the Midwest, and then we'll start a cooling trend in the western areas as the rain becomes a little bit more persistent. The temperatures by the first half of next week will be cooling back into the 50s and 60s, but hopefully we'll have enough warm days here before that that will raise those soil temperatures for better germinating conditions. So over the next couple of days, when we try to squeeze in a little bit of field work, we'll have an opportunity to perhaps allow for the seeds to germinate as the moisture comes into the ground and the soil temperatures are rising. We will expect to see some better weather, but it's going to be slow coming. If the computer forecast models are correct, we're probably going to see a period of coolness and showery weather still lingering into the middle part of next week. But late next week, going into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, will probably generate a better environment for fieldwork once again, and hopefully we will not have lost much of the warmth in the soil, and we'll be able to see some progressive fieldwork take place, maybe a little bit aggressively. In the meantime, in southwestern portions of the U.S. plains, there has been no rain of significance, and not much is expected over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. That area is going to continue very seriously drought-stricken, with lower production quite likely. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 754 and three quarters up 9. July, 757 up 6 and a half. Soft May wheat, 684 and a half up 8. July, 690 and a half up 7 and three quarters. May corn, 501 and three quarters down 1 and three quarters. July, 507 and three quarters down 1 and three quarters. December, 503 and a half down 1. May soybeans, 1466 and three quarters down 1 and three quarters. July, 1463 and a half down 1 and a quarter. November, 1222 and a half down 5. May soybean meal, 479.20 up 110. May soybean oil, 42.34 down 16. April live cattle, 144.02 and a half up 10. May feeders, 179.07 and a half up 45. And May lean hogs, 123.90 down 7 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Trade was firmer earlier in the day, but it's given up some of its gains.
Yeah, it has. The only thing that seems to be holding together is the wheat, and that's based on damage reports coming out of the U.S. Southern Plains, continued drought there. Export bookings in the wheat were okay.
Yeah, they were pretty stout, 12.5 this year, 10 next year. About middle of the, or a little upper third of the range where traders were thinking they might be. Corn exports, old crop were pretty good too, I thought.
Old crop were good, but they were still down almost 30% from the four-week average, so that may be just a hair less than what the trade's expecting. I think the big deal on corn this week has been this Milo sale to China that was reported yesterday.
Yeah, that was something you don't generally see, a Milo sale like that to China.
Yeah, we don't. And really for the month of March, they imported about 19 million bushels of Milo. And, you know, Milo doesn't have that GMO issue that's plagued imports of corn from the U.S. into China. So we're seeing some basis improvement on the corn commercial. Support's been on and off a fair. I think another key point, Dave, is that Friday options expire.
Yes.
And the brunt of those strike prices are right there at $5 on the May futures.
And what do you make of the soybeans, the old crop soybeans? Is the party over?
I think the party's probably over for right now. The market's really fixated on imports of beans out of Brazil, the ones that had been destined for China. And I think the commercial support has pulled back out of this bean market for now, and that probably will let this market falter a bit. I thought the November bean rally overnight that got just shy of that $12.30¾ high we put in earlier in the week was a little disappointing as well.
How about a word on the livestock side, please?
The cattle market looks like we'll see some cash trade. We've had 3 days of stronger cutout values. I think this cattle market looks like it wants to take another run to the upside. Hogs certainly had a couple of the June and the July were up the limit yesterday, kind of a surprising market to me, with just basically a steady to weak cash situation and processing margins having slipped into the red.
Thank you very much, Alan. That's Alan Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Moorton, Illinois. May corn trading 502, down 1.5. July, 507.5, down 2. December, 503.25, down 1.25. May soybeans, 1467.25, down 1.25. July, 1463.5, down 1.25. November, 1222 and now 1223¼, down 4¼. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.